This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 4. Set your hearts on things above. Our reading comes from Colossians chapter 3. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. In my work as a campus minister, I spend a lot of time with international students. Each year, hundreds of students come to our community college from around the world. While some of these students simply come for a Canadian education, many have their hearts set on obtaining Canadian citizenship. The cost for most students is high. Many leave family and friends behind, in some cases for years. And along with having a rigorous academic schedule, many of these students work two or even three part-time jobs. Tired and hungry, they press on, for their hearts are set on graduation, work permits, permanent residency, and eventually citizenship. To set one's heart on something means to desire it more than anything else, regardless of the costs. At the center of setting our hearts on things above is desiring a relationship with the triune God and knowing his friendship and favor. Counting ourselves as citizens of God's kingdom moves us to live God's way rather than by the way of the world, and dreaming of the day when we will see Jesus face to face and be able to live in perfect joy for eternity. That is what God calls us to set our hearts on. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, may our hearts burn with the desire to know you better and love you deeper. Claim our deepest affections and cause an ever-deepening homesickness within us until the day you bring us into your kingdom in all its glory. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.